This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Intel releases its Global Innovation Barometer study. What the heck is that? The world's biggest chipmaker polled 12,000 people around the world. The big question, how do you feel about new technologies? There are some interesting findings. Women over 45 apparently advocate for new technologies more than men. And even though we call them digital natives, the majority of millennials actually think tech makes us less human. There's a guy who's supposed to take all of this data and do something with it. Steve Brown is a futurist at Intel. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Pretty good this morning. Thank you.
So tell me first what the heck your job is as a futurist.
Yeah, I get asked that a lot. So my job as a futurist is to live in the future as much as I can. So I'm always thinking out about 10 or 20 years. And then because I work for a computing company, I work for Intel, I look at once you can put intelligence into everything, once you can put a computer into anything and everything, what does that allow you to do to innovate transportation or healthcare or any other field? I'm spending a lot of time right now looking at the future of shopping, for example.
How does the intersection of shopping and computing play out for Intel and the stuff that you do?
Well, we're actually focusing a lot on retail. So we're looking at things like what would it mean to make an intelligent shelf that could understand the objects that were displayed upon it and help the consumer get more information about that object or maybe make special offers to them based on who they are as an individual. We released a new line of chips called the Intel Quark processors, which are very, very small, very low power chips. Those types of chips you can imagine seeing not just in shelves, but also in the packaging of products.
Why is low power so important? I mean, people talk about this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, low power allows you to not dissipate lots of heat. So you don't need a big heat sink on it and a fan. So that's one aspect of
okay.
low power. The other is you want to be able to run this off a battery and run it for days, if not weeks or months. So low power is king right now.
Now, from the consumer end, you know, there's always this tension, right? So many of us feel set upon by companies that are more and more leveraging our data to get us to behave in a certain way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we did some studies recently talking to consumers about how they perceive technology. You know, a lot of them see it as a way to help them be more connected, to deepen their relationships. Now, the trick is, and the discomfort comes from, this is new, for one, but also we want to be able to trust. You know, the same way, if my phone becomes my best friend, I want to know that I can trust my best friend with my secrets. So these personalized services aren't just about advertising. There's lots of other things they can do that I think will be really good for consumers.
Steve Power Brown, Intel's chief evangelist and futurist. Steve, thank you very much, man.
Thanks, Ben. Nice talking to you.